The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 6th of November, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Welcome. Welcome back to Guardian Radio. I know many of us, a lot of you are stunned by the results of last night's elections in the United States of America. I too was shocked by the outcome. Not necessarily that Trump won, but by how much he won by, right? There were no declarations of they're trying to take it from me, but we won it. We're going to talk a bit about, we can talk about the U.S. elections, but first, I've got a group of guests joining me for the first portion of the show, calling in from Grand Bahama, women from the HACES Empowerment and Resource Center for Women. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning, Erin. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys doing?
We are just good.
Okay, so please introduce yourselves and then let's get into the conversation about this event coming up.
Sure. Well, I'm Laverne Gardner, so my voice may be familiar.
A good morning.
We tune into Morning Blend on Thursdays, but we are here to discuss HACES, Empowerment and Resource Center for Women's upcoming event from Stuck to Unstoppable. And I have one of my Unstoppable team members with me. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Anika Johnson, and I am so happy and delighted to be a part of this great workshop for women that happens this Sunday.
Absolutely. And it's called From Stuck to Unstoppable.
Yes.
Absolutely. Anyone else joining you in the Zoom room?
There was another team member, but I don't know if she's going to be able to make it. So we're going to go with who we have.
Oh, absolutely, because that's how we do it. So before we get into what the event is about, like, you know, what are the outcomes? What should I expect to receive when I get there? Let's go through the details for the event.
Sure. So the event is taking place at the Pelican Bay Resort at 5 o'clock p.m. November 10th. And you can join in person, but we also have it virtually for our sisters who may not be in Grand Bahama, but this workshop resonates with them and they would like to be a part of it, they will be able to participate virtually.
Absolutely. And where would we be able to find, is it a Zoom link?
Yes. Once you reach out to us at 826-6278, we go ahead and forward you all of the details, the payments, information, and then we will provide you with your individual link for you to be able to log into the event that day. You'll be able to view everything that's going on in the room, the way that it's designed. Every table leader has a group of women that they will be working with because we've created a workbook. And so we're going to be going through that workbook. And so those who are connecting by Zoom, you will also be able to be in the room and participate, but you're going to be able to have your own table leader and going through the workbook that we will send to you in digital format.
Okay, awesome. And so Date and time, Sunday the 10th of November. That's this Sunday at 5 p.m. Yeah. Venue, Pelican Bay Resort, Grand Bahama, or virtually on Donald's internet via Zoom. The cost for the event?
The cost is $55. That's in person. If you are joining virtually, it's $30.
Okay. Awesome. Contact information again is 242-826-6278.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, from stuck to unstoppable, I already know that there's going to be whole group and then small group interactive engagement because we have table leaders and groups. Tell me, what can I expect from this event?
What you can expect, we're going to be discussing clarity and vision, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you envision, where you are in your life, where you would like to be? And so we're talking about the areas of your life where you may feel stuck, and that's not necessarily your entire life. You may feel stuck in your career, in a relationship, in your finances. So we want you to be able to put those down and then pull from them the three top important goals that you really need to get a handle on or would like to get a handle on. And so we're going to do that. And then from there, we're going to transition into discussing and confronting our fears and limiting beliefs. Because we find that a lot of time, and I'm speaking from personal experience, the monster that is in your head, the voice that is in your head, is sometimes your biggest hurdle to you seeing forward movement in your life. And so we want to be able to talk about that, and not only talk about it, then to turn those negative thoughts into very positive affirmations. Then we're going to transition into creating from those three top goals actionable steps. Because yes, it's great to have a goal, but you got to have those actionable steps to create those goals. And we want to be able to do that. And then we want to be able to look at time management and accountability. And so at the end of the event, whether you are online or whether you are in person, we are going to pair you with an accountability partner. And not only is it about accountability, it's also about making connections with other women. A lot of times you find, Erin, that you think that you are going through these things and you're the only one. You're looking at me, you're looking at Erin, Nico, whomever, and you're saying, you know what? They have it all together. It's only me who's struggling, and that is not the case. We all face challenges in different areas. And to be able to be in a room with people, not only who are facing their challenges, but who have come ready, prepared to work to move beyond that, mm-hmm. that in and of itself is such a wonderful and empowering thing.
Absolutely. And you know, just for a moment, to speak to that element in the real world, you know, when it comes to newborn mothers, I mean, newborn babies, brand new mothers, right? You often hear mothers say and people reinforce, nobody could tell me how to raise my child, right? Like nobody could tell me and nobody should expect me to know, right? Like nobody should expect me to know, because in that space, we've been conditioned to think like you're the only person going through this. You're the only person who could possibly understand what you're going through. In the face of thousands of years of mothers giving birth and mothers and fathers raising children, we still believe that nobody else could possibly help us understand
what we're experiencing.
Yes, ma'am. And so,
like, it's a new thing, and then it's the same way with this.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so 5 o'clock until when? Because I have a feeling you're not going to be able to get these ladies out of the room at the end of the night.
5 o'clock until 8 p.m.
Okay, good stuff.
5 to 8, 3 hours. We want to, and you know, let me say this workbook, it doesn't have to be perfect at the end, but it's a blueprint. It's a blueprint, and it's so true what you said. So if you are out there and you really think that you're the only one, you are not. And you absolutely have a sisterhood. You have a circle that is willing to support you as we all are on our journeys. Mm-hmm. But we are there to support each other. And, you know, I'm just going to let Nika maybe share a little bit about, you know, briefly, maybe there was a point in her life where she felt stuck.
Right.
But and how she was able to move.
Miss Inika Johnson, you are one of the speakers at this weekend's event. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Erin. So happy to be on your show today and so happy to be a part of the Stuck to Unstoppable team. We know living in the Bahamas, someone of us does not have to become our reality. Mm-hmm. But we live in a real world where most times we are basically made up of the opinions of others.
Mm-hmm.
What we intend to do on Sunday is to unlock your individual potential so that you could become unstoppable. We're women going through, like she said, different phases of our lives. We may be stuck on a job. We may be stuck in motherhood. We may be stuck in our personal relationships. But like we said, we're going to have like-minded individuals. There are persons who have come past those hurdles in life and are able to share with you and give you tools and tidbits along with the workbook to help you manifest and mm-hmm. become the woman and become the person that you're supposed to be in this life. Just my journey, you see yourself as this. And like I said earlier, but the opinions of others sometimes crowds your mind and crowds your soul. But when you break through those chains, when you look at yourself and you know where you want to be and you start to do the things, the little things, when you start to be different, when you repent, because, you know, repentance means to change your ways. When you change who you are and become better, persons are going to want to stop you and say, no, you need to go back to who you were. But mm-hmm. when you're on a path of greatness and you see yourself and you see your life for not only yourself, your family, your children, your spouse, your significant other, you are going to work on yourself. You're going to find like-minded individuals. You're going to seek it out because you want better for yourself. And so that's what we want to talk about on. That's just some of the things we want to talk about on Sunday. We are so conditioned of being told who we are mm-hmm. and not discovering who we are and being without living out our best potential. Mm-hmm. So we as women want to come together. And I say this with passion because we don't understand the levels where we can go or where we can grow if we just come together as women with like-minded thoughts to improve ourselves just a little at a time.
Oh, man, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm thinking about the potential impact of this space, this opportunity, the fellowship and engagement, the potential impact in the face of what happened yesterday in the United States. You know, there are I'd say millions of women around the world who are they're severely depressed. They're extremely disappointed that Kamala Harris lost the election, right? And what they believe it implies, you know, what's going to happen next, the consequences of her losing and Trump becoming president. And I think it's so important for those women to understand that they don't need to be stuck in that moment and feeling, right, from American women to women across the globe, that this large global collective moment, like you could get stuck in it, but recognize that you, and you know, this is a space to recognize that you've already been in similar situations in your life or your lives collectively, and you've moved through it. You unstuck yourself. Yes, ma'am.
Erin, think about it. If we go back to, and I'll use American Idol, and remember Fantasia.
Mm-hmm.
She did. It's not necessarily the person that wins, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Person who has that goal to succeed, because your second place may put you in a seat of greatness over and above the person who actually won.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we always look at the position.
Right.
But where are we now based on that incident? Sometimes it's not for you to be at the top at that time, but the recognition that she would have brought to women around the world, and knowing that we have a chance, especially Black women.
Absolutely.
That we have a chance.
Absolutely.
And that we can get there. And fail, and sometimes we can fail forward.
There you go. Laverne?
I think too, Erin, what we have to recognize is that this happened. This happened and we have no control over it. I need a moment to process this, but it does not have to end here. women have been able to come together and do phenomenal things, not even having that seat of power. This, you have to look at this as being no different. What is it, just because she did not win, does that mean that the things that I believe in, the things that I am fighting for, advocating for, does it mean that now I'm going to throw in the towel? No, I am going to adjust. I'm going to strategize, and I am going to continue to fight.
Absolutely.
And I think that is what we have to. Yes, there's disappointment, and you acknowledge that. But the point is not to sit there and recognize that there is still the possibility for change, and we have to create it. And you have to look at your personal life. There are things that you face that, I mean, and they are daunting, stumbling blocks.
Mm-hmm.
That if you allow it, you could sit right there and say, you know what? Because this happened, I can't move forward. Because this occurred, it's blocking me. But at some point, you have to be able to say, you know what? This does not have to be the end of my story. This does not have to be the end of my story. This loss does not have to be the end. This tragedy does not have to be the end. This diagnosis does not have to be the end. In 2014, I was diagnosed with lupus. What? Okay. I'm saying, ignorant at the time, saying, okay, so what I need to take so I could just get over this. And there was no getting over it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went through a dark period of, am I going to die? Am I going to see my children graduate? How's my life going to look? So many things are happening to me. And I was stuck for a moment. And there came a point in time I had to say, you know what? I don't know how long I'm going to live. But however long I'm going to live, I'm going to live to the fullest. I'm going to enjoy my life. I am going to keep living, going to keep doing the things that I was doing. If I'm advocating, I'm going to keep advocating. I'm not going to allow this one thing to take complete control of my life. But every day I'm just sitting here thinking, is my liver going to shut down? Is my brain, is my lung? No.
Mm-hmm.
There's life to live. I still have my husband, my kids, my life. And I'm not going to allow this to consume it. And so we have to come to that place where we're willing to do the work. And so I don't pretend like I don't have it, but I don't allow that disease to control every area of my life. And it's the same thing. This disappointment, this setback, do not allow yourself to stay there.
Absolutely.
We can push back past this. Because, you know, as women, when we get together and we say that this is what we're going to do, we make things happen.
That's what Pat Raman say. When Baintown women catch a fire together, because catching a fire is a collective thing. Even the devil run.
Even the devil run.
Laverne, that was a word. Anika, that was a word. Tell us, give us the names of some of the other presenters who are coming to share such insightful innovations and experiences for Bahamian women and with Bahamian women.
Sure. And so we have, of course, Anika. We have Charmaine Johnson, myself, Kayleen Newton, Deborah Pratt, Brenna May Roll, Anjanette Saint, Melissa Says, Chantel Thompson, Pinder, Linda Wright, Patrick, and our dynamic host, who is Charmaine Russell.
Now,
the collective of women, yes, go ahead.
Are all of these women?
All of these women are Grand Bahama women.
Awesome. That's awesome. I see the name Russell, I know that's Grand Bahama woman. This is fantastic. Yes. I'm a bit jealous in New Providence, but it's great to know, right? And it's especially for young girls and women on the island to know. You hop, you know, in a plane from New Providence, there's a great distance between us, but you have the resources. You have the women you can reach out to on island for such valuable, you know, treasures, experiences, observations, the professional insights. This is going to be a fantastic time. Again, Sunday, the 10th of November, 5 p.m. at Pelican Bay Resort in Grand Bahama. Zoom link available for those not on island or who cannot attend in person. In-person cost, $55. Virtual cost, $30. I mean, the actual cost for engagement is $30, and the event is from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. From Stuck to Unstoppable, a HACES Empowerment and Resource Center for Women event hosted by Charmaine Russell and Laverne Gardner, one of the Guardian's very own morning hosts, will be speaking as well. Ladies, when y'all were talking, I want to share this quick story. There was a time when I met a young man that I liked very much, and we liked each other, and we had a very good time together. It wasn't until we realized that we weren't going to be intimate partners, boyfriend and girlfriend, that it was exposed to me some of the things that happened in our relationship. And like the last straw was, he was supposed to pick me up for Valentine's Day. And the first thing I thought was, he's picking me up for lunch for Valentine's Day. That's a bit odd, but we're very new. So I don't have any expectations of grandeur, right? And then he didn't show up at all. He didn't show up at all. He ghosted me the whole Valentine's Day. And I didn't speak to him until the next day when he showed up with a rose. And when he got out of the car with the rose in his hand, nothing I could do but laugh. I wanted to be angry. I was angry. And I wanted to be angry when I saw him. I couldn't even be angry, right? It's in that moment, for whatever reason, my brain, my body wouldn't let me get stuck in heartbreak.
Yes.
Right? It's just something about his energy. And I looked at him. I say, boy, look here. Let me tell you something. I like you, you know. We could be good friends, you know. But don't never lie to me again. You obviously have a girlfriend. You have a significant other. You prioritize your time. And that's fine. Right? Because we could be friends. But if... don't never lie to me again. If I had gotten stuck in that moment, right, of, oh, what he did to me and, you know, the bravado that comes with it, ain't no man could do that to me and who they think I am, I would have lost the opportunity to know a good friend, you know? And so I really appreciate this event and the theme, the title, From Stuck to Unstoppable, because that's one of the biggest, I will not say skills, but powers that we can possess as humans is to unstuck ourselves.
Yeah.
From a heavy, to understand why we were there, why it was so heavy, to feel it and to honor it, and then to lift our leg up out the mud and keep going.
And step, ma'am. To keep that forward motion. And it's so true. And then a lot of times too, we just have to look at what is it, you know, and I'm just using the example you give. Sometimes you find yourself in a relationship and you say, this is not working, but maybe you're afraid to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd rather stay there because you don't want to be alone or whatever. Or you keep saying all men are whatever.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
But then you have to say to yourself, what is the toxic thing in you that attracts you to these
people? Or people who would behave like that with you.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Like you say every time, if you look at it, you have to begin to self-evaluate. Why am I drawn to this same type?
Exactly, because you're making the choice.
Same type. Right, you're making the choice. So what is it, what toxic thing in you is pulling you toward that person? And you have to begin to do the work, not just talk about it. And that's why it's a workshop. We're not just talking. We want you to do the work. But before we wrap up, because I know everybody's probably waiting to call in to talk about this election.
And, you know,
because I'll be honest with you, Aaron, I didn't think that Trump was going to win either.
Yes, ma'am. I'm wondering who all of these people who are stuck on Trump.
Listen, they don't see themselves as stuck on Trump, though.
And that's absolutely.
I was saying to people talking about it, I said, listen, know who they are going to vote for. They have already made up their minds. And while we can sit here and, you know, think about a lot of things, people already knew who they were going to vote on. They said, well, what is the attraction to Trump? I said, part of the attraction to Trump is that he says the things that they're thinking and don't have the courage to say.
Mm-hmm. The other thing
is, when they have their private personal discussions, they are saying the same thing.
Absolutely. And while we're asking what is the attraction to Trump, we forget to ask what is the repulsion from Harris or the other side. But ladies, I have to go. I have to get into this. Who would have thought it? Who would have thought it? Donald Trump is.
Before we go,
yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to shout out my sponsors.
Yes, ma'am.
So thank you so much to Star General, Grand Bahama Port Authority, Bahamas Institute of Business and Technology, Imagine Graphics, and Guardian Radio. Thank you so much, sponsors. This would not be happening without your support. And Aaron, thank you so much. Can I tell you, my husband and I hope Dwight isn't listening.
Mm-hmm.
We're so excited. I said, because Aaron, she does such a great interview. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure, because I got to remember that I am from stuck to unstoppable every day.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. You guys have a great day.
One last thing, Aaron.
Yes, ma'am.
To the ladies that are attending this function,
mm-hmm.
we're going to put in the heart work, the H-E-A-R-T work,
yes,
and hard work.
Okay.
So that we can come from the place from stuck to unstoppable. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. The heart work and the hard work. Thank you, Miss Anika Johnson. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back to talk about the 47th President of the United States.
Wearing on my shoulders, gotta find strength in me.
This November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 15th and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
No matter who or where my wife gives birth, our children will be Bahamian, like me.
If I marry a man who's not Bahamian, I have to give birth in the Bahamas, or my children won't even be Bahamian like I am.
That don't even make sense.
That's why we had the referendum in 2016.
But the people vote no.
The government can still do something about it with ordinary legislation. And it needs to develop an action plan and timeline to hold another referendum to deal with gender inequality in the Constitution.
Oh, we can make that happen.
Go to tiny.cc/nationality to support the campaign for equal nationality rights by Equality Bahamas.
Get ready to indulge in the freshest seafood in town. The Seafood Bistro is now open at East Street South Super Value Plaza. From juicy lobster tails to crispy conch and delicious snapper, our menu has something for everyone. Don't miss out on our irresistible flavors that will leave you craving more.
Yeah, it tastes good, eh?
Visit us today at East Street South Super Value Plaza.
And let us take your taste buds on an unforgettable journey.
For more information, call 028800.
Unequal gender nationality law is a violation of human rights and a failure of the government to meet its obligations. In 2018, the CEDAW Committee told the Bahamas to set a clear time frame for constitutional reform, to integrate the principle of gender equality into all laws, and to amend the Bahamas Nationality Act 1973 for Bahamian women and men to transmit citizenship on an equal basis. Join Equality Bahamas in demanding action now. Visit tiny.cc/nationality for more.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Check this out. Well, Christmas time, these two is a come to Nassau. Because the jungle no music.
I didn't know this was a Bahamian thing too. The day after Halloween, Christmas season start. Yeah, that's jungle news for you though. They ready, and they ready anytime. Guys, I invite you to join the Nassau Guardian as we celebrate our milestone 180th anniversary on November the 23rd, 2024. Beginning Monday, November 4th, and every day this month, we feature a blast from the past, highlighting pages from this oldest and most respected newspaper of record over the past 18 decades. Wonderful snapshots of a Bahamas transitioning from the abolition of slavery to the period of internal self-governance and independence and into the 21st century. Surprising keepsakes for history buffs or anyone who just loves the Bahamas. Remember to pick up a copy of your Nassau Guardian every day for the month of November. Well, there's lots of local news to talk about, as well as what is on everybody's minds, the U.S. presidential election. And even if you are like some of my listeners who have told me, hey, I ain't no U.S. elections, I'm a Bahamian, and I want to focus on Bahamian issues, this election impacts us greatly. And it is the extent of its impact, the extent and nature of the impact is dependent on the energy, the resources, the time that we spend organizing ourselves to be respond to any policies that may arise from this new Trump administration, or to be able to lobby and advocate effectively with a degree of authority and sovereignty on key issues that impact the Bahamas directly or generally. This U.S. election is a big thing. Let's, like I say, let's get to a little bit of local headlines. Tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. at the Dundas Black Box, improv practice starts up again for the Dundas fundraiser open mic show. If you are interested in learning about improv or joining comedians on stage, come and check the group out, 7:30 p.m. tomorrow evening at the Dundas Black Box. A couple of headlines. Government urged come clean on $3.4 million spending hike. Another headline, Mitchell, climate change is Bahamas' number one issue. I want to stick a pin there, sir. No, this current administrative crisis that we have been living in for the last 20 to 25 years is our number one issue. That's it right there. That's in a nutshell. That's it. Also, org headline about the need for a integrity commission. And of course, the Bahama ruling and its implications unfolding every day. There's tons to talk about. But here from the UK Guardian, Donald Trump elected US president in stunning political resurrection. Donald Trump has been elected the 47th president in a stunning political resurrection that sent shockwaves through America and around the world. Trump becomes the first convicted criminal to win the White House. At 78, he is the oldest person ever elected to the office. At 78, I guess the first question I have to ask is, 78? Isn't 78 too old to be the leader of the free world? Shouldn't some of the criteria, like, okay, watch this. For Halloween, I was Captain Maiswell. And some people ask me, why you don't have a belt? Why you wearing a sash? And I had to explain to them, like, to get the belt, you have to do a cartwheel. You have to jump over a car in a single leap. You know, you got to be able to climb a coconut tree with one hand, things like that. I'm not qualified yet for the belt. You don't think, like, to be president of the United States of America, you need to be able to, like, jog a mile in under 20 minutes? Something like that. 78? Now, we just ended Older Persons Month last month. And I don't want people to take this as ageism, right? I think it's a very real question. Should a 78-year-old person be elected or eligible to be elected as the leader of a country? I see we got a caller on the line. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. First of all, right, I was trying to get a chat. I just switched on to you guys' station a few minutes ago.
Okay.
Those young ladies were on.
Okay.
I was trying to really get the word. Mm-hmm. And then I really, like, you know, when people talk, but they ain't really saying much. Right, I wonder what's the discomfort with the fact that Donald Trump is in power right now. Do you know what that does to the world right now?
Tell me what it does.
That is to the survival of the Bahamas right now.
Tell me.
Okay, for one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that in the Bible it mentioned that Israel will become a leader of is it Jerusalem? They'll become the capital or the leading state again. You know that the Bible speaks about this, right?
Okay. I mean, if you tell me so.
Do you know who is responsible for making that happen?
Who is responsible for making it? Tell me.
Donald Trump is who raised the situation where that Israel became back the capital of Jerusalem or wherever it is. I'm not certain.
So, okay, so hold on, stick a pin for a second. So, would you say the issues that the women are concerned about that are primarily, the people.
Like, for instance, what?
No, let me finish the sentence, right? Let me finish the whole thing. Because
yes,
what you said was that, you know, you listen to the women and you threw out there this idea that, you know, when people are talking but they ain't saying anything, and then
yes,
we go to, and I imagine their response to Donald Trump winning, right? And
yeah.
So what I'm saying is, are you saying that while these women are focused on some specific issues, right, that are
like,
focused on women, right, that are focused on women only, that Donald Trump's ascent to President of the United States of America is a part of a grander plan that's for the benefit of the whole planet, the entirety of humanity, not just women, men as well, and women should see the value of that?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm standing by.
Okay.
Right now, can I go on for a second?
Just for a second.
Okay. Can you remember when Bill Clinton came into power and Bill Clinton ran for presidency and won?
Mm-hmm.
He in turn turned around and say, let's make the schools a religious neutral place. After that, history speaks for itself. They had a million massacres and school shootings ever since then. Obama came into power and said, gender neutralization or whatever you call it, you know, same-sex marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump came into power and he said, without God, you have nothing. You understand what I say now? The only fault I see with Donald Trump, and I'm with him 100%,
mm-hmm.
is he likes women, and he likes a certain type of woman. He likes women with physique. He likes beautiful women.
He's vain. Hold on. You say he's vain, he's pride. Hold on. Vain, prideful, a philanderer, sexual, engaged in a pattern of sexual impropriety?
I'm not saying that at all. Let's just stand by your point, what you're saying. But compared to Pamela Harrison, who says she want to take the rights away from a parent to tell a boy born with a penis that he is not a boy. He has the right to choose who he is in life. Is that right?
Okay.
In all honest to God's truth, your real opinion, personally, me and you talking, do you think that's right?
Let's talk about it on the airwaves. I have read about, even on this show, jurisdictions in the United States where they are advocating for a policy that would allow the state in some specified instances to remove a child from parental care into state care if the child indicates that they have experienced some form of violence after they express to their parents or guardians that they are transgender, right? And I think that is an issue that we need to talk about, because there's a very slippery slope when you begin eroding parental rights, right? Without full conversation. I agree with you. That's a big issue that needs to be talked about. But I'm not sure if we can make these types of comparisons. All I could think about is Donald Trump is also the man who said you have to grab him by the genitals. Now, that may not be as incendiary in the Bahamas or to Bahamians as it was to me. At the same time, I am still livid about a senior politician in the Bahamas who said everybody knows that a 7-year-old could consent to sex even if the court won't recognize it as legal or actual consent, right? And so maybe it's just like disposition, like what people think is acceptable language for leaders. But the issue about parental rights and the erosion of parental rights and the way in which the law has evolved, right? That's a separate issue, not just the evolution of the law, but the way in which policymakers have evolved the law. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. I didn't like the outcome of the U.S. election. However,
mm-hmm.
you know, the only thing I can do is go along with what the people say they want. I'm just hoping that in short order, they don't turn around and regret it. You know, that's how I feel it's going to be.
Would you expect in the first 100 days?
Well, first of all, the allegations levied against him to disappear. The persons that was jailed for insurrection to be put back out on the street.
What?
Because what they were doing, like he said, they were standing up for America. So he sees them as heroes and not as criminals.
Okay.
So if you see them as heroes and not as criminals, then you would want to take your heroes and put them back on the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm afraid for the black population, especially the males in America, confronting the white officers now, even more so than I was before. But all we could do is hope and pray for the best. You know, he's calling for unity. I'm praying that we get unity, and he, and I'm also afraid for Ukraine, you know, because, hey, like he say, Putin is his friend, you know, so the help that Ukraine is now getting in order to fight back Russia, I feel like that is going to be
diminished,
either taken away or very limited.
Okay.
You know, so all of that said, I also wanted to report to you that I don't know if anybody from Waterworks is listening.
Mm-hmm.
There is a water main on East-West Highway. I think it's East-West Highway near the British American area there. And I think it's pushing water out like a fire hydrant.
Okay.
I mean, a big gush of water is coming out. So I don't know if someone from Waterworks is listening. I think it will shut that main down because water main is going to be... Pardon me?
That's between Blue Hill Road and East Street?
Yes. It's actually right there near the Blue Hill Road roundabout.
Okay, good stuff.
Yes.
Absolutely. Please.
The westbound lane.
Okay, callers. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Good morning, caller. Sorry about that, caller. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, I don't want to comment, you know, but of course, you know, I'm glad that I wouldn't be seeing Pimpers Paradise, right?
Mm-hmm.
No offense to you, but what I want you to do is I sent you something last night that I would
I rebuke and reject that assertion. I appreciate the thing, right? But, okay,
no,
go on.
But I mean, come on, Mom, it's green. I mean, the woman is her impositions, her global impositions. No pride, no planet. What type before primary school children? But hold on, I want you to do me one big favor, please.
Hold on, no pride, no planet?
Yeah, that you didn't see the commercial, eh?
No.
That offended me, because, you know, but you saw what happened with Howard Little Son, right? The concert.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened just now. 52, good morning, caller. Hey, caller, that's some sweet music you got on your phone, eh? I'm so sorry. We missed you, caller. But guess what? Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. So give him a call on the next hour, 323-6232-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for Family Island listeners. I don't know. The God has changed. I don't even know if women could be allowed to talk in the next 180 days. Looking at this Project 2025 180-day playbook. Anyway, I'm going to talk to the boss, Mr. Newry, in the next hour. See what we women can do in this new Trump administration. You guys. Oh, water and sewage. Independence Drive, second time in 2 weeks. Carrying on like the Eastern Road now. Y'all be safe. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.